You want it?
Yes.
You got it. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
A couple of days ago, our ex-president, Trump, said YMCA is the gay national anthem.
You know what? I think this might be the very first thing I agree with Trump about.
Okay, why is he saying anything about that, A? So, do you agree that that is the gay national anthem?
I would say it's between that and It's Raining Men.
So, I'm going to say if you're a DJ and you're in a club and you hit play on one of these songs, the dance floor gets crowded by a bunch of Marys.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's how we'll rank these songs. Oh, BuzzFeed said, you know what? We found 75 songs they think are bigger gay anthems than YMCA.
I don't know about bigger, but okay, let's see.
If You Seek Amy by Britney Spears, 75.
Yeah, that should be. I could see why that's on the list. Remember, like, if you don't know that song, it's not If You Seek Amy, it's F-U-C-K-Me. That's the whole idea.
I never knew that.
Yeah, the lyrics are all the boys and all the girls want to F-U-C-K-Me.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
Number 74 on the list, a song I actually worked when I was in the record business, and that's I Want to Be Bad by Will Ford.
I don't know that the gays care about Willa Ford anymore, but all right.
How many people know what the tattoo on Willa Ford's arm stands for? Just me.
How many people know who Willa Ford is? Just you.
Just me. Because I had to work it. And, yeah, okay. Number 70, Kelly Clarkson singing Anything.
Yep.
Is higher than YMCA.
Yeah. And yeah, anytime you hear Kelly Clarkson, no matter what it is, Stronger, it doesn't matter. Any Kelly Clarkson, everyone's on the dance floor.
So if I hit Stronger, it's going to be packed.
We're there.
Number 60 should be in the top five. D-Light, Groove Is in the Heart.
That's an older gays song. I don't know that the younger gays really care about Groove Is in the Heart.
I don't know. If you play it, I think it's going to be packed.
Nah, nobody under 40. I feel like that's... depends what kind of club you got. You know what I mean? How old's your club? How old's your audience?
Regular people. Number 58, Holler Back Girl by Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, it's a little played out, but sure, why not?
Say My Name by Destiny's Child, number 56.
Yeah, I'll come dance to that.
Yeah, it should be a little bit higher. Number 54 should be in the top five, Finally, by CeCe Peniston.
Okay, that is a really important, that's a gay icon song, big time. So when I used to hang out with all my friends who were drag queens, I'm telling you, like, there wasn't a night that we wouldn't be out at some drag club that somebody didn't do Finally. Everybody did Finally. That one should be way higher on the list. That is a very important song in our community.
It says at more pride things, you hear this song more than anything.
Right, see? So I don't know why it's so low on the list.
Yeah, well, No Scrubs by TLC, higher at 53.
I don't know. I'm not saying we don't like the song. I'm just saying I don't know if it's going to get me on a dance floor.
Fergalicious, number 48 by Fergie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That will make the dance floor jump.
I don't know. Maybe. I feel like I have heard some of my gays say that she's become Fergatrocious.
Really? She's not that big anymore.
No longer Fergalicious. They prefer. And if you're going to do a Fergie song, it should be The Glamorous Life.
Mm-hmm. Number 45, Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyonce.
Oh, yes. Out of my way. I'm going to get right in the middle of the dance floor, and I'm going to do my thing.
Only Girl in the World by Rihanna, number 44.
Mm-hmm. Keep it going.
38, Wannabe by The Spice Girls.
Yes, that's classic.
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, remember what I was talking to you a couple of weeks ago about when I went to my Bed Bath & Beyond and they had a DJ?
Mm.
So I was there with my GBF and we were buying sheets and Party in the USA came on, we dropped our packages in the middle of Bed Bath & Beyond, the bath section, and we just danced our asses off. Like, oh my God, it's so good.
Number 36, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's, I have to say again, I feel like that's maybe a little bit of an older crowd thing, but it definitely, it's a crowd pleaser.
Like a Prayer, Madonna, number 35.
Okay, oh my God. I don't know if you know, but I have a very special feeling about that song. Oh my God. So when I was growing up in New York and I was a young woman hanging out with all my gay friends, we used to go to this club called Morrissey. And on Sunday nights, they would have these special nights where they would just do like these amazing versions of songs. They had a 36-minute version of Like a Prayer. And when that came on, there was not a butt in a seat. The entire club just ran to the dance floor. And we were just like, oh, we called it clucking in the clubs. And we would like cluck for 36 minutes straight to this incredible version of Like a Prayer that just, and then we'd be like, it would end and we'd be like, again.
That would be, that's bigger than Vogue.
Yep. Yeah. Like a Prayer was a very special song for us.
Super Bass, Nicki Minaj, 33.
Yep, yep, yep. In fact, I don't have any gay friends that don't know every word to that song.
26, Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yeah, that's a little on the nose, but, you know.
Waiting For Tonight, number 18, Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, 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 yes. That gets people up and dancing for sure. Especially the club version. That's another song that has an extended mix. That's a really, really good version of it.
And I don't know why for the past month, this is the second time we're going to talk about this song. But this song has got somehow into our lives twice now. Stars Are Blind by Paris Hilton. We talked about it like a couple of weeks ago, and now today it's number 17 on the list.
Okay, so you know how there's TV shows that you hate watch, like they're terrible and you watch them anyway because they're just awful? So we hate dance to that song. Like we hate listen to that song.
I think in 200 years we're still going to be talking about this song that never got airplay because it was so bad.
So terrible.
The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica, number 16.
Classic. I'm sorry. If that is not your song, hand in your gay card now.
Number 8, All For You, Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Again, it's a great song, but I don't know that it's a dance version song. It's not going to make you want to dance.
Number 7, another Janet song, Together Again.
Again, like I feel like those are not danceable.
It's Not Right But Okay, Whitney Houston, number 3.
Yes. That should be number 1. That's a major. That is an iconic. That is an anthem.
But it's not number 1 because Believe by Cher is number 2.
Believe by Cher is number 2, not number 1?
Yeah, number 2 on this list.
Okay, this list was not made by a gay person.
Number 1, Give Me More by Britney Spears.
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, great song, but definitely not a gay anthem. These are anthems. Mary, these are anthems. No, I'm sorry. Like, It's Raining Men, I don't care who you are, that's the thing. Like, I think I've told you this before, but I have a lot of friends that what we say to each other, like, how'd they know they were gay? Oh, they came out of the womb singing It's Raining Men. Like, that's our thing. Like, that's how we characterize. No, that's a really important gay anthem.
Yeah,
It's Raining. It's,
didn't it even make the list.
Cher, Believe, number 1. It's Raining Men, number 2.
YMCA.
YMCA, Dancing somewhere on the
Queen.
List. Dancing Queen. Definitely Whitney Houston.
Where's Lady Gaga? Gaga, la, 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 that song.
Yeah, no, for sure, but I have to tell
Lady
you, like...
Where's Lady Gaga Born This Way?
There you go. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.